Let's talk The Bachelorette. I have been trying to get into it. Not doing that good. Tash, you know more about it. You've been seeing it over the years. You've sort of become, I guess, desensitized to the wicked ways of the show.
Yes. Like my eyes are now open.
Yeah. I don't know.
How are you finding The Bachelorette compared to The Bachelor?
I'm feeling less enraged when I watch it, but I think that's just because I am used to the format now, and so I kind of know what to expect. Like, for example, the start of the most recent episode, which was the home visits, I realized the home visits have the exact same script every single time, which is I formed really strong connections with name, 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 name. And I could see myself with any of them. But these home visits are really going to put into perspective. Blah, 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 blah. Notice Matty J said that. Richie, when I accidentally watched an old episode at the beginning of it, he said that. Now Sophie said that. And so that kind of stuff. You know what? I'm finding it a bit more intense in different ways. I'm finding it less intense, but in different ways it is still very intense, but definitely a lot less sort of screaming and fighting.
I feel like this season seems less scripted because of Sophie Monk. I think that she's a really good personality to have on TV.
She's also really awkward, I've noticed. Like, there's definitely less chemistry, and that's maybe making it a bit boring for me because I shouldn't be swinging this chair around while talking because it's hitting the desk, but she's very awkward and sort of like doesn't really like to talk about feelings or anything. And so it's I'm wondering if the producers are kind of
like pushing for it.
Maybe. Like, yeah. I'm sure they're also she's paying off in other ways as a bit of talent. But we've had it's because it's supporter drive. There was, you know, four episodes that we've missed out on. And Courtney is away today as well. And she's no doubt thinking, man, it's finale next week. So that's a really wild time. But
yeah, well, that was really quick.
Really quick. Yeah. She like axed four in one night or something once. It was great. But I've enjoyed the brutality.
I think that's I find that a little bit. It annoys me sometimes because it almost seems like they just want to quickly get rid of as many guys as they can. Where I felt as with The Bachelor, it just dragged out for ages. Like, they never double eliminated anyone on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then in The Bachelorette, they got rid of four guys. Yeah. That's a huge chunk. That's like an extra 4 weeks of episodes that you've just gotten rid of. And then they introduced, you know, another four. And then, yeah.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, definitely different, and I can't say I find it entertaining at all. There's nothing for me to grab onto. I thought James was a really nice guy.
So did I. I was really gunning for him. I was hoping that he was going to go far, and I was really surprised when she got rid of him and kept Blake.
Yeah, and then as well, Apollo I thought was always going to be a cool guy, and he's proved to be a real nice guy. And in at least the way the show is portraying them, you never know, because
He's a magician, man. Like, you know, who doesn't love magicians?
Well, I think a lot of people hate them, actually. It's a consensus. So, it's a weird one. But the home visits were the last episode. We were only left with Jared, who's extremely intense about his feelings. And to the point where, and this episode is really funny, because I think all his family realize he's super, super easy to fall in love and to just commit everything and give someone everything. They're all very worried. They've got Blake's just as no personality villain, sort of like, I'll just tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Then Stu is the old millionaire, and then Apollo is the nice young magician who's 13 years younger than Sophie, right?
Yeah, which is a pretty big age difference.
Big age difference.
Yeah.
That's intense. But he also has the maturity of a grown man.
Definitely, yeah.
So anyway, look, long story short, I thought it was just all boring. I thought Jared is just way too intense, and he said he was in love with her at the end of their time together. He didn't even say, I'm falling in love with you. He said, I am in love with you.
Yeah.
And I can't judge other people's experience, but come on, bro. Like, it's in 7 weeks.
7 weeks is a very short time.
His family, you could tell, just could see him about to crash and burn as well. His mum's like, yeah, we support
you. He's just been so blinded by love.
Yeah, big time. Apollo, his family were legends, and he's like a cool, nice guy. Stu says he's had a vasectomy. He dropped that bombshell, and family just absolutely roasted Sophie. But then, Blake, I just want to ask you about behavior on the show. Like, the thing on the show is everyone's obviously always on their best behavior, and it's very clear with Blake. Like, he's saying, oh, you know, he's doing everything because he wants to get a reaction. Like, oh, I'll just say what she wants to hear. He says, I'm always going to protect you and always going to do this. And then his family just starts roasting Sophie, and he doesn't do anything. Because he said he wanted to sit back and relax and let her do the talking or something now. And that's why she got rid of him, because he didn't stick up for her.
Didn't defend her.
And he said, this is BS, but he said the actual words. And he started swearing. He said, I'm speechless. He said, have fun with the boys. Ciao. In like this really
It sounds very,
way.
Very immature. Yes, very bratty.
But do you fear, I mean, have you had that happen before where men have this, they're super nice and
yes,
gentlemen,
you know,
and suddenly you just say, well, actually,
that's not what I'm interested in. And it's just suddenly, like, complete turnaround.
Well, I didn't want you anyway, you stupid bitch. Yeah. Like, kind of that flip of the coin.
Yeah,
reaction.
It is. And it's just an ego thing, I think. It's,
really?
Yeah, 100%. And this guy's been on, like, national television. And I just definitely think, in my personal experiences, it's an ego thing. It's how come she doesn't want to be with me? You know, I'm the best. I'm a catch. I'm really good. I was really good to her. Mm. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, sorry. Like, this is how I actually feel. And then it's the complete opposite. It's like, well, you know, I didn't like you anyway, or like, you know, you got small boobs, or you know what I mean, just like pick at something that's not really relevant to my personality at all.
Or if it's completely online, oh sorry, I meant to text that to someone else. This was, I thought you were someone else. That's really grossing me out, that kind of behavior.
And I'm very surprised that he made it that far.
Yeah, why? What's he's a dick. Like, he's just been a dick the whole time, and I don't know, just very uncharismatic. All of it is really, I'm finding it all just super boring. I don't know. It's a great segment because we get to talk about how boring it is. I don't know. Like, man.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this week pans out.
I mean, I want Apollo to win, but I think Jared might get his heart broken.
I don't think that Jared's going to win. I will be surprised
really?
If he does. Yeah, I think it's between Apollo.
I hope it's Apollo
and Stu
top two, and then Apollo gets. But here's the thing: why does this show, like, Apollo's a real cool, nice guy. He's the one I like the most out of it. But he's also a little bit awkward. Oh, maybe that's just because Sophie's awkward.
Yeah,
I don't
it could
know.
Be. It's probably the environment that they're in, cameras and all that kind of stuff.
Because The Bachelor, yeah, it doesn't make for great. Like, I want to see real chemistry and real actual flirting rather than just like.
Just,
oh,
like, playful.
How's your Sunday going? Oh, good, yeah.
Do you want kids? I want kids.
Got any pets?
I think that's all I ever heard the show. The running theme is just, do you want kids? Well, I want kids. Let's have kids.
Every day. Do you want kids? Why did you get into this, Sophie? Oh, well, I just wanted to get away from the spotlight. And every guy, oh, this is so annoying.